The Gemara Masechta Ksubos, Daf Zayin, Amud Beis, teaches us Gufa Amar Rav Nachman Amar Li Huna Bar Nosson. Tana, we learned in Masechta Kala, Menayin LaBirchas Chassanim Basara. How do we know that Birchas Chassanim have to have 10 men present? Shnemar, because the pasuk says in Rus that Boaz took. He took 10 men from the city. That was the time when Boaz married Ruth. And the pasuk says that Boaz took 10 men to attend this wedding. Ravu says the way we know that Birchas Chassanim needs to have 10 people, because the pasuk says, Mihochab, the pasuk says in Tehillim, "V'makahelos baruch alakim Hashem m'mkar Yisrael." So when we're speaking about the makar, about the source, the purpose of getting married is obviously to have children. The pasuk says that the marriage should take place b'makahelos. Ask the Gemara for Rav Nachman that learned the halacha that we need to have 10 people. From the pasuk by Boaz, Bahai Krod Rebavua my Dorish Bay, why does he use this pasuk of B'makahelos? Answers the Gemara, Mibayle l'chertanya, he needs it for what we learned in the Braisa. Hai Ramei Omer, Ramei would say, Menayin Shafilu Ubrim Shmei Iman, how do you know that even the fetuses in their mother's womb, Omru Shira said Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf, Alayam, Hashem Yisrael. Even those that were in their mother's womb said Shira. Vidach and the other mandama that learns it, that uses Makahelos to teach us the halacha, the Birchas Chassanim has to have 10 men. How will he know that Afilu Ubram Shibay Iman Amru Shira, says the Gemara, Imken Lemakrom Mibeten. If that was what the pasuk was trying just to teach us, the pasuk could have just used the word Mibeten. Why did the Torah specifically use the word Makar? Why did the pasuk in Tehillim specifically use the word Makar? My Makar, Aliske Makar. Continues the Gemara of Rav Avua that learns the Birchas Chassanim needs 10 men from the pasuk Makahelos by High Krodder of Nachman. The pasuk by Boy is my Derish Bay. Hahumi Baylei, he uses that pasuk to teach us the Boy has gathered the men, not because of the wedding, but rather to teach us the halacha of Amoini v'loi Amoianis, Mayavi v'loi Mayavis. We know that Rus was a Mayavis, and the question was how could Boyaz marry somebody from Rus? But they learned at that time that the Torah says, why may we not marry a Mayavi or Mayani? Because the pasuk says, Advash like Kidmu Eschem, Belechem Amayim Bederach Betzeis Mitzrayim. They didn't greet us with food. And the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, that the Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us, Midaka Lekadim, who goes out to gather, to greet? A man, not a woman, and therefore only the men may not enter Klal Yisrael, not the woman. And he brings a raya that the purpose of gathering the men was to teach him this halacha, but not the halacha Birchas Chassanim, because says the Gemara, Isal Kedatach Lebracha, if the purpose of gathering the men was for Birchas Chassanim, ask the Gemara, Lesagya Delav Zakenim, why were Zakenim needed? If it's to teach us a halacha, so that's why we need Zakenim. But if it's not for that, why do we need Zakenim? Vidach, Rav Nachman says, yes, they were gathered for Birchas Chassanim. Says, well, Isal Kedatach Lemidrash, because if the purpose of gathering them was to teach them the halacha, Lesagi Delav Asara, every time we give a shir, need we have 10 people? Says Mar, absolutely, you don't necessarily need to have 10 people to say a drasha. But here, there was a need to gather 10 people, lefer sumei halacha, first Sumei Milsa, that everybody should know that this is the halacha of Amani and Me'avi only applied to men, not to women. As we find, says the Gemara, Ked Amalei Shmuel, Rav Chana Bagdata, Pukva Esli Be'asara, bring me 10 people and I'll tell another halacha, the halacha Amzakel Uba Kana, not the sugya that we are learning in today's shiur. So the Gemara is very clear in teaching us that the halacha is that you need to have 10 men for a birchas chsanim. And then the Gemara, on the avches amin aleph, in extending this halacha, says, Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav, chsanim in aminyan. When you have 10 men, the chosin himself could be part of the minyan, v'ein aveilim min aminyan. But the aveilim cannot, but aveilim, when we say birchas aveilim, but the Gemara goes into a long sugya here about birchas aveilim, the aveilim are not included in the minyan. So we've learned two important halachas. We've learned that you have to have a minyan for a wedding to say the birchas chsanim, and we also have learned that the chosin could be one of the members of that minyan. The Rishonim debate that the Gemara that gave us two different reasons why we have to have a minyan for birchas chsanim. One reason the Gemara suggested was we learn it from Bayaz, and the other limit was from the pasuk of Makahelis Baruch Elokim. Says the Shita Mekubeshas that what is indeed the reason we need to have a minyan, because it's a davish of gedusha, and the halacha is that a davish of gedusha has to have a minyan. And in fact, the Paiskim say that if that's the reason, and we'll just speak about this, Mr. Shem, later more hopefully, the halacha is that that minyan, the people need to stand. Because just like by every davar shebe gedusha, we need to stand, so too, by a wedding, if we're saying it's considered a davar shebe gedusha, and that's indeed why we need to have a minyan, so the people should need to stand at the wedding. The only question that comes up is why is a wedding considered more of a davish kedusha, a davish of a kedusha that requires a minyan than other events that don't necessarily require a minyan. Moreover, if the Shita Mekubetzes is indeed correct, that a wedding is considered a davar shebe kedusha, and that's why a minyan is required, so why do we need to have, as we've just learned in the Gemara, specifically limudim to teach us that a minyan is required at a wedding? Every davar shebe kedusha, we know to say Kaddish, we know to say Kedusha, we know to say Baruch Hu, a minyan is required. So it should be obvious that a minyan is required for a wedding if it's a davar shebe gedusha. So to that question, I saw that Rav Ozna Shlita in the Shalos Hatshuvos Chelek Shevet Halevi Chelek Ches Simen Reish Ayin Tes actually responds that that is exactly what the psukim that the Gemara is quoting are teaching us. The psukim are indeed teaching us that a chasana is a davar shebe kedusha. Once the psukim establish that a wedding is considered a davar shebe kedusha, obviously the wedding requires to have 10 people. And he goes on to explain, there is no greater kiddush Hashem than a Jewish couple getting married. And that's why it's considered Hadavish of Kedusha. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, in Evan Ezer, Simen Samach Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, says that it's difficult to call a wedding a Dovish of Kedusha. So he says the reason we need to have a minyan at a wedding is, as we explained in our previous year, the first bracha that's recited at the wedding is Hashakel Baruch Chvoidoi, L'kavod HaNesafim, and we also mentioned, as we also spoke about in the previous year, in the bracha of Sais Tosis, Yerushalayim, and therefore it's only appropriate that we should have a minyan when we speak about these subjects. So too the Prima Godim, and the Eishel Avram, and Oyre Chaim, Simon Kuf Tzadik Beis, Sif Cotton Aleph, says that it's certain that a Birkas Chasna is not considered a Dover Shebekedusha. The Shulchan Aruch, in Oyre Chaim, Simon Reish Yotes, Sif Gimel, says that when one says Birkas HaGoymel, he must recite the Birkas HaGoymel in front of 10 men. Says the Behetiv, that the person who's reciting the Birkas HaGoymel can be included as one of the 10 men. And says the Mishnah Berurah over there in the Sharet Siyan, Ois Zayin, that the Raya is from what we just quoted earlier in our shir, the Gemara here, Masech the Ksuba Staf Chesa Amar Aleph, that just like the Gemara says that a Chosin can be part of the minyan by Birkas Chsanim, so too by Birkas HaGoymel, the same thing would apply. However, says the Brisker Rav, if we're going to learn that the reason a minyan is required by Birkas Chsanim is, as the Shita Mekubetz has quoted, because it's a Dover Sheva Kedusha. So if it's a Dover Sheva Kedusha, so you need a minyan. And a minyan, you have 10 men. It makes no difference if the Chosin is one of those 10 men. But if we're going to say that the reason we need to have a minyan is because we have a special limud teaching us that you need to have 10 men by a wedding, so then it's not the same, and therefore he has a difficulty understanding the connection that the Mishnah Berurah makes. There's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. What is the halacha if there's a city that doesn't have 10 men? You don't have a minyan available. What should be done? The Rashba in the Shaila of Tshuvos holds that if there aren't 10 men available, one should not get married without a minyan. The Trumas Adeshin disagrees. He says, V'chisala al datcha im ein b'dina asorish loy t'nosa isha. If we have a couple, says the Trumas Adeshin, that want to get married, and unfortunately they can't gather together a minyan, they shouldn't be able to get married, even though we know it says in Masechta Kala, Kala b'loy bracha asur l'bala kanida, that the Sheva brachas recited under the chuppah are indeed so very important, says the Trumas Adeshin, doesn't mean the bracha saying Sheva brachas. He says what the Gemara in Masechta Kala means is typically you have a chuppah and typically you have a minyan and typically you say Sheva brachas, but not that it's absolutely required. Says the Noida Behuda, and the Noida Behuda is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva in Evan Ezer, Simon Samach Beis, that even according to the Rashba, if somebody got married and they said Sheva Brachas without a minyan, it's the wedding, they're considered 100% legally married. He says, what's the raya? He says The halacha is that if we started davening b'minyan, and then part of the minyan left, the halacha is that we could continue davening. How could we daven without a minyan if a minyan is so absolutely required? So it must be that b'di'evit, if you don't have a minyan, it's fine. However, it's a little difficult to understand that Noida b'Yehuda, because in a situation where we started davening with a minyan, in a situation we started with a minyan, so the Shechina came. Once the Shechina is there, we could continue davening, even though the minyan is not there. Here, when there was no minyan in the first place, it really isn't the same. So, in other words, yes, we could perhaps understand what the Noida b'Yehuda is saying in a situation where there was a minyan by the wedding, and before the Sheva Brachas were finished to be recited, there is no longer a minyan, so perhaps we could continue saying them. But in a situation where we didn't have a minyan in the first place, it's not quite clear what would be the halacha. And in fact, the Orcha Shulchan in Siman Sadik Beis, Samach Beis, and Eben Ezer, Sif Yud Gimel, makes this distinction. He says that indeed, if we started saying the Birchas Chasanim without a minyan, and then they left, the halacha would be we could continue. But to begin without a minyan is difficult to understand. The Sefer Karachemach explains the reason a minyan is required at a wedding is that we know, the Mishnah teaches us in Pirkei Avos, Ha'olam Nivra Basara Mamoros. The world was created with Asara Mamoros. Every time, that's why I understand what the Karachemach is trying to say, every time a new Jewish family is beginning, we're also creating a new world. And because we're also creating a new world, we need to have a minyan to represent those Asar Mamoros, showing this is what's happening at a wedding. The Tashbat says that Klal Yisrael is called in the Pasuk 10 times a Kala. The reason they're called a Kala 10 times is in correspondence to the Sarah Mamoris, with which the Saras Hadibras, and that's why we need to have a minyan at a wedding. And again, what he probably means to say is that the continuation of Torah in the world is connected to a couple getting married and having children and building a Torah home, and we want to represent those Aseres HaDibros by having a minyan at the wedding.